Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Hi, Tiffany. My name is Denise Villanueva, and I was wondering why I haven't received my product yet.
Okay. May I have your zip code, please?
56560.
Thank you for that. Okay. Let's see here. That was 56560. And Denise, is it D-E-N-I-S-E?
D-E-N-I-S-E, yes.
Okay, I have not. And could it be under someone else's name in the household?
No.
Okay. May I have the email address associated with this account?
D-W. SweetP@yahoo.com, and that's P is P-E-A, so
okay.
DWSWEETPEA@yahoo.com.
Okay. Okay, I'm not finding anything.
Well, this is the phone number on my email. Let me go double check. I closed down my computer, so do you have a moment?
Yes, ma'am. What was the product that you ordered?
Well, it was keto. What happened is my card, there was two offers online, and the first one went approved, and the second was blocked by my credit card agency. Mm-hmm. So it was the keto fat burner. And then the other one that came up was, I think it was called a detox cleanse.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. We sell those products, but I'm not funding.
Okay, well, let me bring up my information, see if it'll give me a confirmation number. Because
okay.
It didn't give me no confirmation number or anything in the process.
Really?
And I tried to go back online for the website, and I couldn't find it again. So,
oh, wow.
Let's just see what happens here.
Okay.
I'm sorry, this will take a couple minutes. I didn't think I had to be online anymore.
That's okay. Let's see. What's your phone number? I can see if I can try that while you...
218-287-4344.
Nope. Didn't get anything. That's weird.
Did that come up then?
No, ma'am.
How about my full mailing address?
Okay, I can put that in. What's that?
820 Second Avenue South, Moorhead, Moorhead, Minnesota, MN.
No, take it through. That's so weird.
Okay, well,
let me see if I got this. When you say 820 Second Avenue South, is it the number 2 and then Indy, or you spell out the word second?
No, it's 2 Indy usually.
Okay. Leave it to me. I spelled it out.
Okay, well, I'm almost ready to bring up my email.
Okay. Yeah, because
this my card has already been charged.
What's the last 4 digits of that card number that was charged?
3276.
Nope.
I'll bring up my email here. Should be here shortly.
Yeah, because this should have at least gave you an order number.
Online, it didn't give me an order number. It just gave me I looked at my email and I saw an email.
That is so
weird. Because I wrote down the right number, so let me just double check here. Like when you want it to go fast, it doesn't go fast. Okay, now it's going somewhere.
What day did you make the purchase?
Cause normally it's January 31st.
Oh, yeah, you should have received it by now.
Okay, so now it's logged me and I just have to click on mail. And then I have to go to your email.
Have you checked your bank statement?
No, it doesn't go through my bank. It went through a credit card.
Okay.
And it's already charged my card on January 31st.
Okay, there should be a number next to that charge.
Yeah, well, I don't have that statement yet, though.
Okay.
So that's why I have a lot of emails left to get to January 31st again. Keto body trim here. No, that's not the one, because that's the one I looked at, but I didn't want it. Give me just another moment here. It's the next email. Thank you for your order. CS@ketonutrithrive.com, January 31st. Just trying to open it up now.
Okay.
Charged me $5.95. Phone number 855-217-5594. That's the number I just called, right? And it says order number AC Alpha Charlie, A like an alpha. So ACA 27703, E like an Edward 1.
Okay, I have A as an apple, C as in Charlie, A as an apple, 27703, E as in Edward, and the number 1.
Right.
It didn't come up, but that is
yeah,
so weird.
Yeah, the phone number is 855-217-5594. That's your number, right?
That could be one of them. I will have to look and see. There's several different phone numbers.
On here it said it accepted the detox cleanse, but I thought the detox cleanse was $4.95. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm going to try something else. I'm going to try something else. 1 second.
Its order date was on January 31st at 11:43 a.m. is what it says on this email.
Okay. 1 second. I'm going to try another system. There you are. I found you. Jesus. Okay.
I'm like, I didn't think I was losing my marbles. I'm like, I know that's the number I wrote down. Why would I write down a strange number?
Okay, I had to check another system. I do see when you purchased the new system.
Yeah, I wonder, because I went to I ordered the keto fat burner. It said $5.95, and then another pop-up came up, and it said keto cleanse, $4.95. But it looks like here you're charging me $5.95 for keto cleanse, and, you know, at this time I have nothing, so.
Right. Now, that's exactly what I'm seeing.
How much is the keto cleanse and the keto burner?
Okay, the keto is $4.95. The detox cleanse is $5.95.
Oh,
that's for
I wonder
shipping.
Why it didn't accept the first one, but accepted the second one. Because the first item that I clicked on was the keto fat burner, and then when I hit the continue button after it went through its authorization, another pop up came up and it offered me a $4.95, and then it said that was declined.
That's yeah.
Well,
yeah,
then
I
called
your...
my card. Then it didn't give me an opportunity. It seemed like I thought, well, that's weird. I'll just try it again. So I hit the button again. It said your card was already declined. So then it just stopped the whole process. And so then after that, I called my number on the back of my card, and they had a block on. They thought it was fraudulent. So depending on how you guys process it through your system, it probably looked fraudulent to the card system. So it blocked one of them. It doesn't matter. If you just want to send me the detox cleanse that's on here, that's fine. I just don't know how to get back to your website.
Okay. I'm going to give you the website. That way you can go on there and purchase the keto.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, because I'm not sure why the card declined. I do see where it just kicked it out.
Yeah, sometimes if it's billing from, where is it billing from? What country? The U.S. or another country?
Yes, it is from the U.S. Let's see.
What state is it billing from?
Colorado.
That's weird.
It's coming from Denver, Colorado. Okay, the website that you want to go on for the fat burner is KetoNutraThrive.com.
I tried to do that, and it doesn't let you purchase anything.
Really?
Yeah, let me go to that website here again. And
okay.
It just tells you about the product. Because I saw that on the confirmation page as well. Keto.
It's K-E-T-O.
Nutra, right? T-R-A.
Yeah. Right. No, it's, N-U-T-R-A. Then THRIVE.com.
Keto Nutra. It's NutraThrive.
Mm-hmm.
.com.
I just clicked on it too.
Yeah, and it says.
You see the keto and you see the detox. You're gonna click on the burner.
Yeah, see, I'm not kidding. Okay, so yeah, you have to scroll down a little bit for the burner, right? Oh, there's your phone number even.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, that just showed I clicked on the wrong one. That's the contact us one. Let me go to the one underneath that one.
Let's see. Why is this like this? Because it's not.
Yeah, so it just shows you, it just tells you what it is, right?
Right, that is weird.
That's what I saw before, too, and I'm like, well, this doesn't allow me to order.
I'm going to try to click on something else.
You're finding what I'm finding, aren't you?
Because
you go on the detox, the same thing, it just tells you what nutrients are in it.
Okay. That's the weirdest thing.
I know I kind of got it. I kind of got the link originally from when I was kind of researching keto, and then they had Dr. Oz, and then it gave me the option to purchase through that. But then now that must be not available, because I don't, when I go in and put keto detox cleanse or I put in Dr. Oz, none of those links show up anymore.
I'm wondering if it's out. If they're that's the weirdest thing. You sure can't order it. Let's see. Nope, it's not. Let me see something here. See if I can create a new order. Okay. Okay. What is your on your? I'm looking at something. The first name that I have on this order is Daniel. Is that someone else in your household?
Yeah, we were gonna order for him as well. Did
Okay,
you find
because of
it
the.
on the order that the order number I gave you though was for me though, right? Because it's Hi, Denise Villanueva. That's me. And then when I was gonna go to order for him, it wouldn't allow me to because it said only one offer per.
Yeah, because
I
I'm
suppose
not.
because it was the same email address, I suppose, but it would be two different people in the house.
Okay, this one has Daniel on it.
Well,
That's
that's my
probably
husband.
another reason why I couldn't find you.
Yeah, I
I
was
was
gonna
looking
order
for
for me and
Daniel.
him because it didn't say it was only for one person. So then after that, I only got the one order complete. Then I went back to the link to order for my husband, and it wouldn't let me.
Okay. Let me see something. I'm trying to see how can I.
Because it
This is
said one
weird.
order per person, but it would be two separate people. So I couldn't understand why it wouldn't accept it other than the fact that it was the same email confirmation, possibly.
And then another thing, even with the detox cleanse, I'm showing where your local post office delivered it to you on the 6th of February.
Well, I don't have anything.
See? And they even sent the tracking number. That is so weird.
Yeah, we had a hard time with finding me, and then now you're finding more about the whole day.
Right. Well, and I still don't. I didn't find it using your first name. It's
Yeah,
under
because it says,
Daniel's
"Hi,
name,
Denise Villanueva. Thank you for placing your recent order." That's what the confirmation says.
and that is crazy because the first name is Daniel.
What? So the package is not even coming in my name?
It's gonna come in Daniel
Well,
and
his order didn't even go
Villanueva.
through because he was my second attempt.
Okay. I see it has his name, but what you ordered, which is the NutriThrive Keto and the NutriThrive Detox Cleanse. And
Wait a
then
minute. So you found the confirmation, the order number under Dan's name,
It's under Daniel.
but it says Denise on my confirmation page. And
That's
what
what
does it
it
say
is.
that confirmation number ending in E1 is for?
That's for the fat burner.
Because it says on here, detox cleanse.
No, you're right. It does say it's. I think I just got fat burning on my mind because I'm looking for a way to order that. But it is the detox cleanse. And on the 6th, it also. Okay, it says.
So did you find two orders for this address then?
Nope, just one. This is the
That's
only
weird. It's
one.
under my husband's name when his name isn't on the confirmation page. And his order request was rejected.
It has his name. I wouldn't have known his name.
Oh, I understand. I'm just saying the trouble I had, it wouldn't let me order one for my husband.
Right. That is weird how that happened. Great. Okay. On the 2nd, it said, "Great news. Your order has shipped." And on the 6th at 12:40 p.m., your local post office saying that they delivered it to your box and they sent us a tracking number.
My mail comes before 12:40. I wonder if they mailed it to the wrong place.
I have 822nd Avenue
I know what you're
South.
saying, but my mail comes at around 11.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not sure if the time is different. Because on my end, we're on Central Time. What time
right,
zone?
Right, so am I. It's 2:01.
Okay. Right. Yeah. That's what it says here. That is, I'm trying to see if I can. Okay. So you want it, did you want to see if we can get that
order? So I just,
ordered?
Go ahead and just send us the detox cleanse and I'll talk to my husband about what he wants to do.
Okay.
Because that's what we actually ultimately paid for, I guess.
Okay. Well, did you want to have that tracking number?
Because oh, yes.
Yeah, because it's saying that it was sent to you. Okay. Let's see. Okay, the tracking, it's a long number.
Okay.
It's 9274-899-9090-545-857-1458.
Okay.
Okay, and that's your tracking number.
So what am I supposed to do with that? I live in a home.
Okay, you can call your post office and ask them about your package and let them know that they may have delivered that to the wrong box.
It's not a box. What do you mean? It's not a mailbox.
No, they put it in the wrong mailbox because it's going to come to, like, regular mail. It comes in your mailbox.
You're saying U.S. Postal. So you're saying I have to go file a claim with them?
And you just let them know that, you know, you called us, we gave you the tracking number, but you never received that package there. They're telling us that they delivered this to your mailbox.
And then what?
Then that's it. I guess they assume that you have it because they put it in your mailbox.
Right. So what if it was put in the wrong mailbox? How would they know what mailbox it was put into?
Yeah. I'm not sure how they go about doing that, but I would let them know.
So you don't file a claim as a missing package?
Not on our end. I can try to. Did you want me to reship it out? Now I can do that for you.
Well, I'm not going to get charged again for the price,
no.
Right?
No, I'm not going to charge you again.
Yeah, can you do that?
Okay. Yeah,
and then I'll check with them, and if I end up getting it again, I'll just have them return it if they have it there.
Okay. Reship. Okay, I'll reship that for you. So now it should take about 4 business days for you to receive that.
4 business days? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So just be on the lookout for
it. That's weird that it was in my husband's name, though, so maybe, I don't know. Wow. Because I know when I tried to order for him, it was rejected saying it was only one per person. And I'm like, no, this is a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tried it more than once, and then it just kept telling me that same message.
That's weird.
And now you
I'm
can't
sure.
even order from that link, or that link's not even available.
Mm-mm. I'm wondering if they're out of stock, the reason it's doing that.
Huh.
But yeah, you should. Normally, that's where you place that order.
So there's no way to order over the phone? You have to order it online?
Yeah, it has to be online. Yes, ma'am.
You can't check to see if the inventory is there?
No, there's no way that we can do it. On our, was I put on, like, there's no way I can do it. But I can get you over to one of our supervisors, and maybe it's a way that they're able to check. Did you want me to do that?
Well, I think we should check before I think about even seeing online if it ever becomes available, and that frustration of trying to find the link, you know?
Right. Okay.
And if it's something they just discontinued that promotion or something, or
yeah, we can check and see. as far as, if so, I didn't get that memo. Let's see here.
Are you a third-party customer service?
We are. Yes, ma'am.
So, but the detox cleanse, you're not charging me again. You're just going to ship out a new package.
Correct.
I would need to deal. Do you guys file a claim then with the post office too?
No. That's not anything we do. It's nothing that I do.
Okay.
That can be another question for our supervisor. Then they can tell you more about that. Let's see. But only thing I can do is reship it out.
Okay, well, I was receiving a phone call during this time, and I'm expecting a call from my mother today. So can I just call back later and then just ask for a supervisor or something to check
inventory? Sure, absolutely. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
But ultimately what you've done is order me the product in the event that maybe it's still en route or something. I don't know, but I guess it wouldn't be since it's from the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And you already see that the tracking says it was already delivered to Moorhead, Minnesota.
Correct.
So if you could order that for me, and then I'll go to the post office, and then if they end up having my package, I'll just call and cancel. Hopefully I don't have such a hard time with actual finding the order process.
Right. I'm sorry about all this.
That's okay. Well, you'll make it good by sending me a new one at no cost.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.